with Nixon in the race to victory.
Hey, I saw it once. I remember seeing once driving down the freeway. I saw a 50. I think it was a 56 Chevy, yep. And a Cutlass.
Unsafe.
Crash.
No.
You know? Oh yeah, I saw that. Another time, I remember back in 1948, I was driving with my parents once, and I saw a Plymouth and a Ford crash.
Do it.
Oh yeah, right.
Wipeout.
There were two or three people nearly killed.
Oh. Just the other
Several
day, the last day.
Don't put your finger in that box. Oh, there's, thank you. There might be a spider in there.
You're right. There could be. I won't even look.
Yeah. Okay, the last day of our record, the day that we finally finished the record. I think we had 7 or 8 days during which we finally finished the record, which is wonderful. That very last day,
don't
I was.
Don't get your mouth too close to the microphone. You get a shock.
Oh, okay. No, that's all right. I'm not.
Don't get too close to me.
I've
got a cold.
I can
not,
see that.
I'm not.
I witnessed the aftermath of a crash. It had just occurred. I was going on Fountain towards Gower.
Oh, well.
And there were two modern cars completely demolished. The front ends were completely demolished. People were streaming out of the houses in the area as though, you know, they'd all heard
well,
this.
Well, they
and
all wanted
were popping,
to see it, of course.
Right.
But, you know, they were all late.
Oh, yes, they
late.
Were.
They
and
were
the drivers of the cars were getting out of the cars, and they were both about 70 years old. A 70-year-old woman
well,
with a great figure
ones.
In pants, you know, and a blouse, and this old man
blind,
in a suit.
Both of them, probably.
Blind.
Blind. Driving cars totally
sure.
blind. They're well over 8,000.
Well, you can see though if you can see it all.
Yeah,
still.
Can't see. They drive totally off of noise
sure.
and luck.
Right.
Most of them don't have an accident at all, you know.
But unfortunately, you can't survive in the city unless you have a car.
What?
I'm Eagle Bud Crow, former aide to the Nixon White House, and for years I've enjoyed telling the story about the day Elvis Presley came to meet President Nixon. It was on December 21st, 1970, and I was really surprised.
Yes, Miss Woods?
Mr. President, Bud Crow and the King are waiting to see you.
What King? What's he look like?
Well, he's wearing this white shirt unbuttoned to his waist, a dark purple velvet suit and cape with an enormous gold belt buckle around his tightly fitted trousers, accentuating his taut buttocks and the large throbbing outline of his...
Miss Woods!
What am I doing in the woods?
What king is this?
Why, the king of rock and roll, Mr. President, Elvis Presley.
Who? Oh, what the hell? Send him in.
Yes, Mr. President. Mr. Presley?
Yes, ma'am.
President Nixon will see you now, but, before you go, just let me say how much I have enjoyed you in all of your films.
Well, I did 29 motion pictures, ma'am. Which one is your favorite?
Oh, well, tickle me.
Well, then, this is for you, Miss Woods. Gucci, Gucci,
oh,
Gucci.
Oh,
tickle, tickle, tickle.
Now, Mr. Presley, really?
Mr. Presley?
Mr. Crow, could I bring my boys Sonny and Jerry here in with me to see the president?
Yeah, come on, man.
Let's go with Elvis.
We really can't do that. Elvis, these men are armed.
Boy, he would just use them for shooting up stuff.
Yeah, like that lamp up there. See this?
Stop. That's a 500-year-old Spanish crystal chandelier, a gift from General Franco.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Crow. Mr. Crow, I'd like to present you with these keys to a brand new caddy.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Elvis.
Oh, come in, gentlemen.
Mr. President, I'd like to...
I'm Elvis Presley, sir.
Of course. I saw your upper half on Ed Sullivan. What brings you to the White House, Mr. Presley?
Mr. President, I'd like to do something to help my country and your image.
Yes.
Well, I watched your news conferences and debates on TV.
Go on.
Mr. President, I think whoever does your makeup should be on your enemies list.
Bud, see that we do that.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'd like to present you, sir, with some pictures of my family.
Oh.
This is my little daughter, Lisa Marie.
Oh, how sweet. Oh, and this is your wife, I guess? I see she's a natural brunette.
Whoops. How the hell did that get in there? Mr. President, here's another picture of Priscilla.
Oh, well, yes. Well, she looks great with clothes on, too.
Sir... I've collected these police badges from law enforcement agencies from all over the country.
Goodness gracious.
I'm a sheriff in Memphis, a police chief in Denver, and a deputy in Detroit.
That's a wholesome hobby.
Sir, I've been experimenting with communist brainwashing techniques for over 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And I have done an extensive personal study of the drug culture from within.
I think I understand what you're getting at, but we have to protect your credibility. As well as my own. Bud, not a word of this to anyone.
No, sir.
Mr. President?
Uh-huh.
My message is through my songs. My music is American music, not like the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
Mr. President, could you please get me a badge from the Federal Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs for my collection?
Well, I...
Please? It's the only one I don't have, and I've been all over Washington, and nobody will give me one.
Well, Bud, can we get him a badge?
Well, if you would like him to have a badge, I think we can get him one.
Well, then see that he gets it.
Did you see that Rebozo's nephew
would have been
gets
a boy,
year
they
in
said
jail?
Over TV. Last word.
Donald Christopher Rebozo, 19, a nephew of President Nixon's confidant, C.G. B.B. Rebozo.
Confidant?
Yeah.
You know what that means.
You
guys in the pederasty club will
know
that.
He was sentenced to a year in jail Friday for narcotics violations. Young Rebozo was charged last year with possession of hashish, gesundheit, and forging prescriptions to obtain stimulants.
My name is B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-
a year in jail. That sounds a little unfair to me.
1952 News.
Yes, sir?
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I love you, man. Oh, please, please, officer.
You Elvis, man. Pull out the gun.
Yeah, shoot the gun to him, Hoss.
What gun?
Back out, you two. Back outside, please.
Who is that? That's Sonny and Jerry, a couple of guys who work for me, Mr. President. They'd like to meet you.
Bud?
Yes, sir?
Show them in.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Elvis, the gun.
Yeah, here you go, E.
We wrestled it away from that Secret Service guy who took it from us.
All right. Here you are, sir.
Oh.
It's a World War II commemorative silver-plated Colt 45.
Swell.
Oh, silver bullets. It went off. Good shooting, Mr. President. Sweet little gun, Mr. Presley. Have you ever owned an AK-47? It's what the gooks are toting in Nam.
Sir, to get my hands on one of those babies, you'd have to detente with the Soviets and open dialogue with the Chinese.
Bud, see that we do that.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's see what I've got in my drawers here for you. Tie clasps, ashtrays, golf balls, microphones. Oh,
who's that big black garter belt belong to? Keith Smith?
No, no, that's the FBI director's gun belt.
I'd really like to have that for my collection, sir.
Bud, see that he gets it.
Yes, sir. We shook hands and said goodbye, and then Elvis, Jerry, and Sonny headed down the second floor corridor, leaving the White House for good. I enjoyed the brief time we had together that day. I liked him a lot.
On the news tonight, the president stated that he got off impressing squirrels and he demonstrated how many were sick all over the nation. Nobody liked this new sensation. Here's just the latest on the bad news tonight. Nick Exxon, he's so bad. He's the president of everything and everything is sad. Nobody wants his next idea. His friends all left, he said the man will see. You're just the latest on the bad news tonight. Heard the president heard he got the call. The Jesus had his number and he wrote it on the wall. Exxon was scared that the Jesus was a-coming, but Jesus didn't care and he kept on. He didn't want to wind up on the bad news tonight. The army, they're moving like a dream toward the desert where Jesus was last seen. He'll be gone by morning, he hasn't got a chance. The president's relaxing at the country club dance. You'll see you all tomorrow on the bad news tonight. Well, what's gonna happen? Who's gonna win? You got the question, send the answer in. A good and evil coming down the road. A move over someone, ease the load. Let's have a happy ending on the bad news tonight. Turn to black. The police are not getting.
let him go. For my thousands pleaded, save me, Jesus. Read my horoscope. Well, he's up in the desert tonight. Up in the desert tonight. Well, he's out in the desert tonight. Out in the desert tonight.
That's all, folks.
Lift your leg on the mic, Coib Singers.
That's
yes,
right,
I remember
yeah.
that. Right.
It's, it's a fine song backed with... Everybody's a Drug Addict, that's on the other side.
Oh, yeah, song. I remember that one. That's with Richard Nixon and Pat
Little
Kennedy.
Richard Nixon,
Little
you remember?
Richard
little
Nixon.
Richard Nixon.
First he's a president,
he's so
then he's
little,
a singer.
He got
then
to reach up and play the piano.
That's right, ever since he had his hair done up into that great big hairdo with a birdcage that he saw on television in a French movie, he's been far out, man. I voted for him, you know, first time in 40 years I voted.
Oh, yeah, he make a fine candidate. Anybody can sing Long Tall Sally like that.
He crazy,
gonna make
man.
A fine president.
He crazy. Agnew got a good bass, you know. Agnew I know how to get a deep voice like
he
this,
got
but
popular
he ain't
support.
Good up there, right? Those Maryland boys can't think.
Clayton Rumsey.
Rumsey. Clayton Rumsey, here he is.
Cheers,
hello, Clayton.
That's it, you guys.
Just settle down, Clayton.
I got this new telephone. I'd like to try it out here, if you don't mind.
Sure. Just plug it in the wall.
Thank you very much.
Add a little bit of improvised lines, generally used to fill in a gap or at the end of exit speeches to carry the actor completely off stage.
Hello?
You're so off stage.
Hi. Is Dick there? Sure, I can wait. You have anything? Hello? Hello, Dick. Yeah, listen, I'm back. It's Clayton. Thank you. And I got some very good news for you, Dickie. Yeah, I was able to go through with the initial planning. They're all behind us. They don't have anything down there. No, no. We'll probably be able to set them up with all sorts of, you know, signs and things.
Would you like that porno with water or without?
Put some ice in there. And listen, the only trouble is in the copyrights. Liggett and Myers has a copyright to the one we were trying to get. The others, I think we can get hold of without any trouble. And we'll be able to spring it on the unsuspecting public as soon as we can brainwash them into believing it won't hurt them. Now, I know that there's a lot of hard work in this, and I know Spiral has been working. He's been on the golf course, you say. He hit who in the back of the head? With a golf ball?
Dickie, Trisha got into the cocaine. What are we going to do?
Fantastic. Listen, also there's some stuff that I think we should look into because somebody put some of it in an olive that I had in a martini recently, and it had an interesting effect which I think could push the American public right into the 70s. So we ought to look into bottling it. Yeah, right. It's the stuff that your daughter took the night of the big ball, remember? She danced circles around everybody. Son of a gun, we didn't think she'd ever drop, but she did. Okay, Dickie, look, I gotta get off now because the phone is running out. And I'll talk to you next week. I'm gonna go down there again and see if I can't put something together. This is Clayton Rumcake, over and out.
By the way, is that kid still tied to the tree out there?
No. Sebastian, you mean?
The cheetah got him.
The cheetah got him?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
when we're doing the radio show, we tie a kid to the tree outside.
Yeah, right.
And so then, you know, that's an old African method, and then the tiger comes along again. And then you shoot the tiger.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. And then somebody else shoots you.
It's a macho game, right,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's a swell game. I
sure
like it.
Is.
It's called the President Nixon game.
The President Nixon game, right, which is you take a small country, tie it to a tree. Right? And wait for China to come and eat it.
Right,
right?
Right.
And then you eat China, right?
Right.
Let's go down and eat a little Chinese.
Boom, boom, fried chicken to the rescue. Wah, wah.
And now, President Nixon's chili con carne. 1 pound ground beef. 1 large onion chopped. 1 green pepper chopped. 1.5 cups red chili beans. 3.5 cups tomatoes. 3 tablespoons fat. 1 teaspoon salt. 1 to 3 teaspoons chili powder, 1 to 2 cloves of garlic, and 1 teaspoon paprika with a dash of cayenne pepper. Soak with the beans overnight in a tub of cold water. Cook in boiling salted water until tender. Drain well. Brown meat, onion, and green pepper in hot fat. Add tomatoes and seasoning. Simmer slowly for about 12 hours. Add water if necessary, or have a fire extinguisher handy. Serves 1.
I've been soaking in the tub with the beans for 6 hours, and I'm all wrinkly.
But you look good enough to eat.
Oh.
Serves 1.
Well, it's President Nixon's chili con carne.
Serves 1 or none.
Keeps it all to himself. He says
to give it to his taster first to make sure he hasn't poisoned.
Get us out of this echo chamber. It's terrible.
What a wonderful supper. Cold baked jelly beans, cottage cheese, remorse salad, wasted opportunity pie. I've got to take a wicked shit.
Son of a bitch! Which one of you crazy bastards made that fabulous dessert? That baked Hiroshima was a blast!
Don't thank me, Mr. President. I didn't have a fucking thing to do with it. It was Ike did the desserts, or maybe Lyndon.
Lyndon, that's the one!
Ah, God's gonads, Mr. President. That dessert weren't nothing. It was my special age in orange sauce what made the difference.
President Nixon's chili con carne, Lady Bird Johnson's beans and meatballs, and President Eisenhower's baked beans. And we will, I think I'll give the President Nixon's chili con carne recipe a little later in the show.
We could bring in the stove next week and do it live
on
the air.
We could
do
that. We probably won't.
Well, maybe we ought to cook up. Yeah, that'd be nice, though.
It would be nice thing to do on a show.
President Nixon's chili con carne on the show.
Right on the air, you mean?
I could wear my President Nixon shirt. Great idea.
Hey, just bring in what? Beans and some
tomato
sauce?
I have a Spiro Agnew spoon. We could stir it with that, and then we could eat it off of Prez plates, President Nixon plates.
I'll bring a Richard Nixon match. Not mask, match, actually. You put it under your Spiro Agnew spoon.
Right.
We can time it with a Martha Mitchell watch.
That's right. Oh, there's also beans a la Martha Mitchell here.
There is, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are
next week I'll do that one.
These people in Washington are sure full of beans.
Well, hell's bells. It was de goddamn licious. Hey, let's all get soused. What do you say, huh? Let's have some highballs. Franklin, Oh, for God's sake, Franklin's still asleep. Are we going to have to wait till he sleeps through his fourth term before we can have some goddamn highballs around here? Franklin!
Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, are we going to watch television?
No, we're not going to watch television, Mr. President. We're going to have some goddamn highballs, and then I think we should all play Frisbee with Queen Reagan's new China set. What do you say?
I am a bit disappointed. I thought we were going to watch television. Shit. There's nothing on. They canceled the fucking football game. Shit.
You know that Richard Nixon...
Who? The Snifter.
My good friend Dick Nixon, man.
Okay.
The guy that watches Channel 13.
Do you speak of him in relation to his position as a snifter, or are you talking about
Dick Nixon. Dick Nixon, get up in the morning. Dick.
Babe.
Smokes a peace pipe with the President of Mexico. But Dick Nixon's got nothing to do.
Because... Did you hear that peace with Mexico has been definitely certified in our time?
That's his biggest problem. Wonderful. They're building a wall upon which we will scamper like a tightrope for centuries to come.
Let me make it perfectly clear. It is a bridge of freedom around which we will walk forever.
Dick Nixon, the guy that, like, watches George Putnam.
Lord God planted a garden east
Who's
of Whittier.
That?
At a place called
Yorba
Linda.
Oh, I thought it was God.
And a child, Richard, there grew to manhood. He was righteous, and he took to wife the damsel Pat, a and she was righteous, and they were righteous together. For they knew not wine nor strong drink, and their status was middle-middle, and they offended not, and the number of their cavities were fewer, and they suffered not irregularity, for they were chosen among all men. And one day a deep sleep fell upon Richard, and there appeared an angel of the Lord, which said unto him, Fear not, O Richard, for yea, though thy beard be black, and thy jowls pendulous, thou art comely, and glory shall one day be thine. Whence came it that young Richard was filled with the Holy Spirit of ambition? For he was a low potential high achiever, and he tried harder than he might be number one. And the elders asked, Who shall be our champion, that we may be saved from the scourge of the new dealers? And they read a classified ad upon the tablet saying, Wanted, future pharaoh. Pigmentation must not be unseemly, neither shall he partake of the feast of unleavened bread. For they were not equal opportunity employers. Whence came young Richard, and he saith, Yea, verily, I shall sweep the liberals before me and sting the Democrats with a swarm of wasps. And they found his words gracious and sent him to the wicked city of Washington. Now it came to pass that Ike ruled over the land, and he summoned young Richard unto him, saying, Art thou clean as a hound's tooth? And Richard went before the media and cried, I am clean, I am innocent, and my wife weareth a Republican cloth coat. Wherefore did Richard sit at Ike's right hand, and it was a time of peace. And the time that Ike ruled over the land was 8 years, and he grew old, wherefore he chose Nixon to reign in his stead, saying, Kings are not always wise, sometimes they're just there. And Nixon journeyed unto the land of the Latins, but they liked him not and spat upon him. And he journeyed to the land of the false prophet Marx, and he went into their kitchens and spat in their borscht. And when he returned, the people muttered, Is he not overmuch righteous? And there rose up against him a young prophet, John, the tribe of Joseph, a man of many talents, and a leader of a mighty clan. And he took Nixon by his beard and broadcast him down. And Richard's heart grew sad, and he walked through the valley of the shadow of the losers. Whence did he hie back unto California, where he strove to be chief, but he was beaten. And when the scribes came unto him, he said, Yea, I asked for votes, and you gave me the shaft. Woe unto ye, for ye shall not have Nixon to smite around any more. And Richard departed alone, and the liberals laughed and mocked him. And he gat no heat, and he died. And he was 4 years dead.
The Religious Heritage Foundation of America Incorporated is named Richard M. Nixon, Churchman of the Year.
Yay. Good old Dick. Good old Dick.
Made it again.
You know why they did that? Because he's got crosses tattooed on his hands.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's a pachuco, Dick is. He doesn't let that out much. He was a communist pachuco in Whittier and La Puente. He used to hang around the Nazi burger place.
That's right.
And smoke marijuana in 1956.
You saw that picture of him as a bum?
Well, he was a bum in 1950. Richard Nixon, you know, the president of the United States, was a bum in 1956.
Yeah, right.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce you to...
Jim.
Hi, Mr. President.
Hello. Always nice to see you.
Jim.
You know, the mainspring of this country, wound up as tight as it is guaranteed for the life of the watch. And who's watching? People like you.
Jim.
And you.
Marty.
People who are alerted and unafraid to waste the little time that I've scheduled just for your question. State short question.
Well, Mr. President, it's the bees and spiders again. They stole my food stamps and sold them to the rats. And I tried to get down to my car for to honk the horn for help, but the snakes have gotten it for the cockroaches. I go back upstairs, but the spiders has jammed the police lock. I ain't been inside for a week, and I know that my wife is sleeping with the bees.
Could you state that as a question, please?
Well, sure, Mr. President. Where can I get a job?
Me? any busy executives ask me, what about the job displacement market program in the city of the future?
That's right.
Well, count on us to be there.
Jerry.
Because if we're lucky tomorrow, we won't have to deal with questions like yours ever again.
Thank you for question. Exit left to Funway.
This is from the White House, Washington, October 31st, 1968. Personal. Dear Mr. Proctor, Tor, the president has asked me to thank you for the recording you recently sent him. He is pleased to have this humorous selection for his music library. Your generous expressions of friendship mean much to the president, and he is glad to know that you and the cast members of the Fireside Theatre support his efforts for an honorable and lasting peace in Vietnam. He is grateful also for your kind personal sentiments. With the president's best wishes, sincerely yours, Rosemary Woods, personal secretary to the president.
That's very exciting.
God bless you, Mr. President, in your hour of need. God bless your knees, Mr.
President. He's a Capricorn, right?
Yes, I know.
He's got knees just like everybody else.
God bless you, President.
Just
throw it away.
Thank you, Jesus.
Before our next commercial, why don't we hear another letter?
Thank you for the
repression. Before our next letter, why don't we hear another commercial?
So, I've had a wonderful idea. Let's just all forget about it. Roll over and go back to sleep.
Turn it back, turn it back.
I can't, it's remote control.
Today, the president has to make grave decisions. Fill up those graves. Empty those graves. Look at the competition. Pick private. Regular and Ethel show. No, no, no. I save things. I know where to hide.
You can't save anything. Come back.
Finally, to ask for your sympathy, for your concern, and your dollars.
I can't get him to answer me. I can't get no straight answers.
The Schnifty was always brought to the White House with a paper sack over his head. They change him every other week. That's what I think. But he doesn't pay me to think. He doesn't pay you to think.
It's happening again.
No man is all good, all bad. Except for the Schnifter, of course.
Oh,
Der Schnifter?
There's someone behind you called Der Schnifter. I don't believe it. Come back. If you come back here, I won't go to sleep. I won't. If you won't come out of there, then I'm going to have to go in and get... I'm going to have to find you, sucker. I'll find out what channel you're on, and I'll hunt you down.
An awful dream. A terrible, awful, but a pretty good dream.
Bye,
Chip Walrus. Able Seaman. 45. Love. Desires large, delicious women to lie on. Must be interested in normal
Stutter.
Things.
Okay.
Families.
No fats.
Water sports.
No foaming.
If there are some large black women with large limbs and lovely large feet.
Mistress wanted
regular
dominate me. I deserve it. I've been bad and I know it. Need tall woman for black leather fun. Make me behave. Write Nick Exxon, care of the President's Council on Physical Fitness. Box.
Time.
President Nixon.